Get my grades coming up, but let's do the breaking news. And this is great. I am very excited about this. Lima Central Catholic, Delphi St. John's, Elida, and Bath now playing each other in high school football beginning of the year 2013. Let's talk about the idea behind that. First off, you need to play teams because you've been kicked out of a conference. But take me through the process that made this a reality.
Well, it's something, to be honest with you, I got to give a lot of credit to the coaches who talked about it, Jerry Cooper and Miller and Carpenter from Bath and Elida, respectively. I just got to tell you, Coz, you know, and you're having it again today, the whole question of public and private, it just seems to be getting bigger and more intense and all that. And I really cannot say enough for Rich Dakin and Dave Evans and for their respective administrations and their coaches to look at this and say, you know what? You can say all that stuff you want. I've always been one who believes that the rivalries between our kids and these communities are much more healthy than they are, as intense as some people want to try and make them become. You know, they play AU together. They know each other well. And if we, it always kills me when we let one or two people ruin what could be great rivalries. And I really give a lot of credit to Bath and Elida for stepping forward and seeing that these are going to be great games for all four communities. And to be able to put this together, and just to fill them in real quick, basically what will happen is LCC will play Bath for 2 years and Delphi St. John's will play Elida for those 2 years, 13 and 14 we're talking, not next year. LCC and Delphi St. John's will move to week two. So week one, and then the following 2 years, LCC will play Elida and Delphi St. John's will play Bath. And we basically reached an agreement in principle that we're going to keep this going as long as it's mutually beneficial for each school. Obviously, if one of the schools doesn't feel it's good for them anymore, then we'll make changes, but contracts have been signed for at least 4 years, possibly more. We're still discussing that, but we're really excited about it, and I think it's just great for the communities and to show that these are games that'll be great for four different schools.
Sports Talk with Coza with Ron Williams, Lima Central Catholic Athletic Director, with the breaking news of Lima Central Catholic, Delphi St. John's, Elida, and Bath opening up rotating basis starting in 2013, that they will play one another. So the longtime rivalry with Bath and Allen East is no more. Mm-hmm. And LCC and St. John's, which was opening the season, now will rotate to week two.
It'll just move to week two, and it'll stay there all the time.
Yeah, and the reason you had to do that is that the WBL only has one open week.
Exactly.
And that's the first week.
The MAC has two open weeks, but the WBL only has one, so we had to. And thrown into this, LCC will have to visit Delphi St. John's back-to-back years to make this thing work. So, yeah, we worked out a little agreement with them, and the biggest thing was we just thought it was such a good thing for these four communities that we decided it was worth it to do that. So we will visit Delphi St. John's both of the next 2 years, and Coop is all right with that, so we'll leave it at that.
That's great. We're live with the athletic director of LCC, Ron Williams, with the breaking news that LCC, Delphi St. John's, Elida, and Bath will now rotate head-to-head matchups in week one starting in 2013. And Tom from Lima would like to chime in. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Ronnie, could this be a precursor to a, in basketball, to a Lima league like the Putnam County League?
You know, that's a good question. I really think, Tom, I've had a lot of discussions with ADs over the years, over this time period since, of course, our league issues came up. And I just really think that it's one of those things that we almost have to get to the point of kind of looking at conferences just a little bit differently. I mean, even if it's a situation where, you know, at the end of the year you get together and you have a tournament, essentially, or the idea you just had there. Yeah, a Lima league that basically when you play those games, it would be a great thing that you're playing for another conference title. Like you said, the, you know, Columbus Grove, I know, is in two different conferences and many others up there that are in the PCL. I think it'd be a fantastic thing to look at. But, you know, there's a long way to go before anything on those lines. I can't tell you we've had discussions of that in any way yet, but it's definitely one of the things that could happen down the road as we continue to look at different ideas.
I've always thought that an Allen County league where you would play once, going around the horn, play on a Tuesday or a,
sure.
a Tuesday and a Sunday afternoon would be a fantastic thing, and you would fill the gyms.
I couldn't agree with you more, and obviously, you know, that's easy for me to say because we're the ones that are out there looking for the games more so than some other conference teams. But I put it this way. I've talked to schools in the area, and it just drives me crazy that we have, you know, we got teams, you got to go to Columbus to play games, or you got to go to, you know, Dayton week after week, or Toledo, or things like that. And if we could put things together like that and be able to make it work in the schedule, and I mean, I'm not talking just football and basketball. Why not do it in softball? Why not do it in baseball and add something to those things? I mean, those are the kind of ideas that obviously I've been looking at and talking to people about, and I really like your idea. I think it's a great thing to look at and see what kind of response we got on it.
Did you hear what you just said? You
What's
liked
that?
An idea from Tom Offenbach.
Oh,
I've talked about this for a long time.
I give you credit for that one, Tom. I like it.
But the thing that I, and you just said something I never thought of, but in your minor sports.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine
yeah.
the golf tournaments that we
sure.
can have around here?
Yeah, why not leave? Now, actually, we do. LCC actually hosts the Allen County Golf Tournament.
Okay.
And there's the cross-country meet.
And there is the cross-country meet.
Sure.
So there's already a starter for some of those.
And
but,
wrestling.
You know, it's just like that. If you have, say, 20, I think it's 27 softball games that you're allowed to play. I mean, why wouldn't you schedule 22 and then five of them are involved with tournaments and round robins at the end of the year that basically at the end of the year your team could be playing for, you know, the Allen County title. But, you know, those are all things they take time to put together and see what kind of interest there is. And we've been talking to a lot of people about a lot of things. And, Tom, I like it. I think it's a good idea.
Thank you, Tom.
And the cost of gasoline didn't get any cheaper.
That is exactly right. And I think that's a factor in a lot of these people's decisions.
Good job, T.O. Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, 227-9393-1888-894-ESPN. You can text the show 68255 is the number to text. Jack in Lima, is there a name for this? Is it just individual games? Are you calling it anything in particular?
No, because the problem is well, unless you... Because Bath and Elida will play every year, so, you know, you would have... No, there's nothing with it right now.
Got it.
It was because it's not really any kind of tournament or anything. It's
just a rotating schedule.
Yeah, it's just an agreement right now that we got into. But like you said, different ideas will pop up as we move along.
All right, Dan in Bluffton next on Sports Talk with Cozy. You're live with the LCC Athletic Director, Ron Williams. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Vince.
Hi,
hey,
Dan.
I didn't have a question. I've heard you say... Over and over again, LCC was kicked out of the Northwest Conference. Is my understanding, and since Ron's there, he can straighten me out if I'm wrong, but did not he go to them and say, we're going to leave the conference, but leave us on the schedule two more years?
Thank you very much. I don't know why Coase always sits there and says kicked out of the conference.
Stir the pot, baby.
Yes, exactly. That's all it is.
Would you have been kicked out of the conference?
There's no question. I mean, we were asked, I'll tell you, here's the easiest way to put it, Dan, is we were asked to create an exit plan. And the exit plan that we came up with was what we came up with. But I will make it clear once again. I'll say the same thing I said at that time. I understood why that doesn't mean our whole community agrees with me or any of those things, but the people that had to make the decision, we sat down and felt that it was the best thing because, and you know, one of the reasons too is exactly what Tom just talked about there. You know, some of those teams, you know, we want to be able to continue good rivalries against a lot of those teams in a lot of sports, and I hated to see it all jeopardized just strictly because of football and basketball. So, yeah, the words were that we were asked to basically craft an exit plan, and that's what we came up with. But, no, I agree with you. I've never used the words that we were kicked out of the Northwest Conference.
But you were.
See what I'm fighting, Dan?
Yeah.
I know. I just wanted to... I've just heard it said that way, but
no.
I talked to the people at our school, and
yeah.
and that's not how they presented it to me. And
that's not how I'm looking at it either.
Guys, so.
Hey, you try and keep these media guys from getting carried away, Dan. It's the best we can do.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dan.
It. 227-9393-1888. Okay, if you don't come up with an exit plan, we'll kick you out. It's that simple. Let's go to Tim from Wapakoneta next on the program. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm just curious. I know this right off. I don't know it, but I do know it. Division what in football is LCC? Four?
Division five.
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 Okay, and what about basketball?
Basketball, Division three.
Okay. You guys looking for a league, why wouldn't you hop on WBL or something like that? You'd be the smallest school in there, but I'll bet you could compete.
I don't have any problem saying that we've approached people from the WBL and right now they're not looking to expand. We're going to continue talking to as many people as we can continue to talk to. And there's just a lot of things that go into that. And you also, let's face it, it's just like any conference. You're going to have to get seven. You may have a couple of conferences or a couple of teams in a conference that think something's a good idea. I mean, I believe in the WBL. I think you'd have to have seven. Maybe it's eight. I don't know what their bylaws state. But you've got to get more than just a couple to try and get agreeing with you. And that can be a long process many times. So. Yeah, we're going to continue to talk to anyone we can.
I've said for a while they need to get Defiance out of there. That's way too far up there. And just like Tom said, with the price of gasoline these days, you're driving up there to Defiance all the time.
It's tough. It's tough fighting against tradition, though. They've been, I think, the same. I think their last change was early 70s, if I remember right. So, I mean, you're talking almost 40 years. That's a lot of tradition and something that you're going against, so there's a lot that goes into it. Their thinking is,
if it ain't broke, don't fix
it.
And right now, they have a good conference.
They have a good conference.
There's some people that want Kenton out. There's some people that want Defiance out. And LCC made no bones about it. They wanted in. And they approached the WBL and were turned down. And so they have to move on. And this is an opportunity to play WBL teams in your own backyard.
Sure.
And it just doesn't count as a WBL game. All right.
Yeah, they play a lot of WBL schools anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, we have good rivalries
it's
with a lot of WBL
fit,
schools, and we hope that continues for years to come.
We've pushed for it, but nobody listens.
Yep.
Why would they listen? You're out there saying things like kicked out of conferences and all.
Who would want a team that got kicked out of a conference? Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. We're live with Ron Williams. Fred in Delphus, any idea where Crestview will turn to find a game for week two?
Crestview, I believe, already has a game. I don't want to jump out in front here, but I believe they said that they're going to play Hicksville.
Okay.
Who Hicksville was playing Coldwater before in week two.
Yes. And then met them again in the tournament.
Yes, exactly. And so I believe they're going to start playing Hicksville. We looked at Coldwater in week two, to be honest, and... But we wanted to look around, right around Lima first, and I wanted to see if I can. And I told Eric at Coldwater that, we may end up playing you, and to be honest with you, I'd love to have this is one of the things. We talked to a couple people from the MAC about even scheduling alliances and things like that, where you don't become a part of a conference, but you still know that you've got. All those games, but it's the same thing. I mean, you'd have to go talk. They've got a good thing going. I mean, they're getting 5 and 6 teams in a year into the playoffs. They only have the first two games of the year that they have to worry about. So, they're not in any hurry to add another team to their scheduling, even if it doesn't affect their conference. It affects their scheduling for down the road. It's just, like I say, this just happened with the Northwest Conference just a few months ago. So this is going to be something, and that's why we bought the years we bought. I mean, we're basically 2015 is the football season that I've got to fill weeks 4 through 10. But I also guess I should mention, Crestview was the only other, I'm sorry, Paulding was the only other conference team that asked to get out of 13 and 14.
Okay.
And we have agreed to a 4-year deal with Marion Pleasant. which also begins 2013. So Paulding is off, also off of our schedule, as they requested. So the two schools that asked to get off of our schedule, we were able to,
Paulding and Crestview.
Paulding and Crestview asked to get off.
And that begins not next year, but the year after.
Well, next year we're still in the conference.
Okay.
And then 2013, 2014 are the 2 years where we will play all the conference teams, but,
Not be eligible for league and conference.
They won't be conference games. And Paulding and Crestview were the only two who said, because we told them, anyone who would like to get us off in 13 and 14, we will try. But they signed the agreement that says, hey, they're going to continue to play us in all sports.
And if you find other teams, you may let them other people out of their
contract. Well, I'm not going to be looking for other teams unless those teams contact
you.
Us.
Got
you
it.
Know, and there's not a lot of teams contacting. You know, contacting us right now to play us. You know, and that's
You're having trouble with people wanting to play LCC.
Well, it's just the way that it is, and like we said, the private public thing comes into it somewhat. The when you start having some success, that comes into it. There are people who have reasons that they don't want to play private schools. And you know what? Football's a tough thing because you want to play teams that you are pretty confident you're going to beat, and that you can that gets you enough computer points, and you know LCC is a tough spot for that, and you know there are other schools, other private schools that are looking to fill that are not in conferences that are looking for, to fill 5 and 6 games every year, so that's why we bought these years out till 2015, hoping that we'll land somewhere by then if things go well.
WBL said no. Any possibilities right now with getting into a league eventually?
I mean, no, there's nothing out there right now, and it's just a matter of discussions and continuing to, and there's a lot of things going on up north in conferences. We'll just keep our eyes open, and like I said, even if we can find somewhere where we can land and get ourselves some good football games, we'd be more than happy. I mean, the perfect example was the NWOAL, which has an odd number of teams. And so you're talking Liberty Center, and you're talking Patrick Henry and Archibald. Those are teams that we've seen in the playoffs. They're similar size to us.
Sure.
And we talked to them about even just a scheduling alliance. We're not asking to get in your conference. We know that's a tough sell. But what about just a scheduling alliance? Then you guys don't have to all go find individual games. You'll all play LCC in those off weeks, because they've got the odd number, and at this time they're uninterested in doing that.
All right, we've got the commissioner, Dr. Dan Ross, coming up here, so I'm going to give you an option on live radio if you'd like to stick around, or if you'd like me to answer the questions to you first and let you go, and then we have the commissioner on.
I don't
love live radio.
Well, I'm trying to decide because I'm supposed to go to practice, but that's all right.
Let's keep you then.
I'll hang around.
All right, because
I'll hang around.
I think you're
that's fine.
Part of the problem, if you will.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, because the schools in Eastern Ohio, they're the ones.
And you know what, Coz? I'll say it publicly. The fact is, the schools, the private schools in the big cities are making it tough on the Delphi St. Johns's and the LCCs and the Sydney Laymans and those people. Because in the big cities, there's too much, and I don't want to call it out-and-out recruiting, but the fact is, it's a different situation in the big cities. It's just they go to school, even their CYO programs are different than what our programs we have are three schools that feed into LCC, and those are the kids. You know, we're not going out looking for kids. And if they come to LCC, and let's face it, the voucher program has changed things. If they come to us beforehand, we signed an agreement with the Northwest Conference 4 years ago that we would not take kids if they were not in LCC before the eighth grade year, and we have not taken a kid except for that. I mean, there has not been a kid who's come to LCC in those 4 years. You know, so we're doing what we can, and that's kind of the word that we want to get out there and let people know that, and let conferences know, hey, we're going to work with you. But still, there's a lot of people you got to convince.
All right, we're going to keep Ron. Checks in the mail, by the way. And the breaking news that the LCC, I'm really excited about this. LCC, Delphi St. John's, Elida, and Bath will now rotate head-to-head matchups in football, Week 1 and Week 2 beginning in 2013.
Well, not really week two. Don't get it wrong. Delphi St. John's, I'm sorry, Elida and Bath's, whatever their WBL schedule is,
the
same.
In week two.
They just move on to WBL play. Basically what it means is LCC Delphi St. John's will play week two every year, and week one will be a rotating schedule between
those four
schools.
Got it.
That's the easiest way.